Remarkable, isn't it, Lieutenant, that such extensive rocket repairs and refueling are handled right here on the space station? This airlock is a regular service hangar, besides housing a full-scale observatory, transmitter, hydroponics plant.
What about spaceships, sir, where atomics are involved?
Reactors are tended through servo mechanisms at a distance of several miles from here. Men have to re-enter the station through a decontamination area. Highest paying job in the service.
Will we be wearing suits out to the ship, Colonel?
No. Through that door is a shuttle rocket, which offers all the protection we'll need. Come on, it's time to board. There'll be suits aboard the ship, Lieutenant, but only for landing. An emergency's en route.
You mean, sir, we're going across in that? Well, there's hardly room enough.
More than enough, Lieutenant. Besides, the trip will be brief. Men will soon be crossing in high-altitude suits and breathing gear. Portable jets are in the design stage for holding directionally or attaching, like in the old comic strips. Me first, you follow. Now close and bolt the safety. It's part of the ignition circuit. No power unless you really slam to.
Thanks for the tour of the space station, sir. Oh, I'll never forget this first flight as long as I live.
Ready, Lieutenant? All you have to do is thrust, watch your stabilizers, and begin braking when I tell you. Settings are manual, and you're the driver.
Pardon, sir?
That's why I boarded first. You're behind the controls, so take her away.
But, Colonel, our training was only simulated.
All the more reason not to delay. First-hand experience, son. Opportunity is knocking right on this Mercury switch.
Colonel!
Good work, Lieutenant. Just follow what I say. And while there's time, look behind you.
Wow. What a view.
Virtually an island of civilization in space. Man's whistle stop to the stars, eh? Imagine what it's taken to conceive that station. The years of effort, balancing men and supplies in orbit, the heartbreaks, and now this crown of glory circling 1,075 miles above the Earth.
Ship dead ahead, sir. Gosh, what a contrast.
You mean that old egg beater? Yes. It's ugly, but efficient. And more comfortable than you can possibly imagine. At least for the 120 hours we'll be aboard.
Those fuel tanks in the rigging, sir, if they could be discarded along the way.
Indeed, they are. As soon as each has been individually exhausted. If you're wondering whether this will reduce our flight time, the answer is no. The fuel output for anything over minimum escape velocity will rise astronomically. Excuse the pun. It'll take practically all the propellant we have there to reach 7 miles per second, decelerate, and land. And while we're about it, set your forward burners on low. Better start braking now.
Sir! Sir, I can't get any power forward. There's no response.
Hold everything. Stabilizers, quick. Pull up on X, plus 20 on your Y coordinates.
Plus 20 it is, sir.
Now, full thrust on rear engine control.
But, sir, we'll plow right into that ship.
Brace yourself. Hold on. Danny, yes.
What was that?
I think our navigator has saved us from an otherwise slow and tedious rescue operation. Look there, Lieutenant, below. You see that line feeding out of the ship? That's a magnetic grapple, and we're on the receiving end. We're slowing down already.
I don't understand, sir. If Ace is aboard the spaceship, how did he know?
Good question. I'm not sure myself. One thing's certain, he knew before we did what would happen. You can thank our stars for that. Whoa, feel that difference? We're getting real backward now. What I can't figure is the time required to plot target, aim and fire an emergency unit like that? We'll know soon enough.
Oh, wow. Am I glad that's over with. Strap safe to open up now, sir?
Hold it. Yes. Yeah. The pressure reading outside your door area is 14 pounds normal. The bumpers are holding okay. You'll set foot directly into the airlock, close and equalize again, and shake hands with our lifeguard.
What in blue blazes are you guys up to? Rehearsing for a circus or something? Such a hair-breadth, hair-brained maneuver I never...
Just a minute, friend. You don't think I planned it that way. And just how did you uncover our problem so fast, anyway?
You didn't know that tug was being worked on? Oh, no, obviously not. Well, the forward lines were shot, Chief, and had to be replaced. Only the service guy got called away before he had a chance. The leads were disconnected, and when you took off...
The space station radioed ahead, and you peeled off the grapple, I see. Uh-huh. That was a beautiful job of harpooning you did, Ace. The lieutenant and I thank you.
Especially me. Now I know how Moby Dick must have felt.
Yes. Well, at least this is one sea story with a happy ending, though. You better notify them that we're taking off right away, Ace, and that we'll leave the equipment in orbit for salvage at their convenience.
Right, Chief.
We won't be much trouble with acceleration on this run, Lieutenant. One grav will be ample until we reach escape velocity, and then free fall until we pass neutral between Earth and the Moon. The turnover will be gradual. Our gyros are triggered by the computer. We'll get buzz from Control Central in advance. Here's our pilot's room, Lieutenant. You see, it's all done with instruments. Nothing in the flight pattern can be left to chance anymore since these runs became commercialized. Our cargo includes precision mining equipment for Mars and the lunar base, and we can't afford to jeopardize it by even the slightest error. All set, Ace?
Right.
Lieutenant?
Yes, sir.
Take your positions for the pull out of orbit.
Sir?
Hmm?
Is that all there is to it? I mean, I never realized space travel was so...
Cut and dried? No, son. That isn't all there is. I played down the operational side of it deliberately to point up something else. Ready? 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1... 0. Now consider this as part of your training too, Lieutenant, and watch carefully. Up till now, our viewport has been polarized against the glare of the Earth's atmosphere. Since we left the orbit of the satellite, it's become completely opaque. I'm now going to depolarize this field across our range of vision.
Colonel, the sky. The whole sky is covered with dazzling diamonds of light. I never realized.
No one fully realized, son, until man set foot upon the frontier of space. Instead of dust and distortion, the stars up here shine through a clean, near-perfect vacuum. Look there, the Milky Way, the bright belt of our galaxy, Lieutenant. Our own island of stars among a universe of islands, all shapes and sizes, where the mysterious drama of creation goes on, and the endless birth and death of the stars.